1 year after the murder of George Floyd, there have been a number of reforms proposed locally to try to improve police accountability. But one police officer helping to lead some of those reform efforts is not optimistic that significant changes will happen anytime soon. Boston Police Detective Larry Ellison is former president of the Massachusetts Association of Minority Law Enforcement Officers and is one of the 9 members of the new state Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission. We met with Ellison yesterday and walked around with him where he regularly works in Dorchester. He says any reforms have to address police leadership, which in Boston is in flux right now with the sudden departure of Commissioner Dennis White after revelations of decades-old domestic violence allegations. Ellison says there's still racism within the ranks of the BPD.
There's no reform that you're going to put in place that's going to deal with what's in someone's heart as it comes before, as it relates to racism or biases, right? So you can reform all you want. We've seen, since George Floyd, we've seen numerous other black men who've been murdered. So, and we've, even after the conviction of Derek Chauvin, we still see this continuing to happen.
So if you were in charge, what would you do?
I would definitely, you know, I think it really starts with your leadership. I think if your leadership knows that it won't be tolerated and it will be quick, severe accountability, I think the message will get around very, very shortly that this type of behavior won't be tolerated.
When we talk about leadership and Commissioner White and his domestic violence allegations, the report recently came out from an independent investigator suggesting that these allegations were almost shrugged off, right, by leadership. And the same thing happened with Patrick Rose, who's charged with molesting children. He's a former union president of the Boston Police. So these things raise questions about what people call the blue wall of silence. Is that an issue, do you think, in not holding some officers accountable?
Let me just say it's unfortunate because I think, you know, Commissioner White and his family are going through a very traumatic time right now. So I don't think it helps anyone not having the truth out there. And I think it's one of the things that my time as the former president of the Minority Police Officers is what we've always talked about, a process that is fair to everyone. That if my infraction is running a red light and I get a ticket for that, I'm okay with that as long as everyone else that does the same thing gets the same ticket. And that's been an issue for those of us who are honest about and assessing how discipline is meted out. I mean, now we've got the mayor dragged into this and the former police commissioners. Well, these folks at one time were all working on the same team. Or were they really working on the same team? People are put in positions sometimes for their silence because, honestly, I think Commissioner Gross should have spoke out about a lot more issues that he did not because of his position in the police department, that he could have been more helpful in talking about the disparate treatment. Because I've always said, based on Commissioner White, if he was a white male, would he have been removed from his position when we've had those allegations against white officers and leadership and they remained in their positions until it was resolved? And I think that doesn't really give a lot of credibility and fairness in a lot of black police officers' eyes that the police department is still being fair in its process. Not what took place or may not have taken place as far as the domestic issues, but is the process fair to everyone?
So you think former Commissioner Gross saying that former Mayor Marty Walsh knew about these allegations against Commissioner White, you question his credibility in that?
Well, I question because we also know that he knew about unfair treatment to other black officers, and he did nothing about it. He didn't speak out about it. So if you're going to speak out because this is a close friend of yours and your former chief of staff, then you also have to address all the others that we brought to your attention while you were in some capacity on the command structure from deputy all the way up to police commissioner with some of these similar issues of disparate treatment of black officers.
I've been covering this for a long time, and I can't tell you how many people say Boston's different. These things, you know, don't happen here. We don't get a Ferguson or a George Floyd because we have better training. We have better connections with the community, and it's not the same. Yet what you're describing to me is a lot of you know, covert racism within the police department, at least against officers.
Yeah, we may be doing policing a little better, but if we're not being inclusive and we're not treating everyone fairly, then we're falling short. And what we're dealing with 21st century racism, it may not be as overt, but it's more covert in the way that it's done.
We've spoken with a lot of people who were active in the demonstrations in Boston that night on May 31st. Were you working that night?
I was not.
Yeah. They say they have difficulty trusting the Boston police. How can that improve?
Well, by having honest, open conversations like I'm having with you about what is taking place with people that look like me, because I think the public thinks that we all buy into this. And I just tell people, I took an oath to the Constitution, not to any individual.
If you were to sum it all up and you look at this year, everything that happened, how do you sum it up? I mean, how do you describe it?
Well,
somebody says, hey, how's Boston doing in all of this?
Well, Deb, I can tell you right now, in 10 years from now, you will find a new leadership or someone associated with Manlio, someone in the Boston Police Department that is willing to be honest with you, will be having, I believe, will have the same conversation with you. And if they have the courage, they'll tell you that not much, if anything, has changed.
It sounds kind of pessimistic.
Yeah, I'm not very optimistic, that's for sure.
Right.
I'm a realist.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're here talking about something that even with everything that's going on, we're still talking about the disparate treatment. We're still talking about, you know, how do we move forward? I don't think we're taking steps, but I haven't seen enough that convinces me that we're actually moving in that direction.
Well, thank you so much for walking around, showing me the neighborhood, and for being honest.
Well, you're welcome. Like I said, honest, right? I mean, you know, you see things that should get people in trouble for behavior, it doesn't. But honesty has a way of getting you in trouble. So if that's what gets me in trouble, I'm okay with it.
You think you're going to get in trouble?
No, but I don't know. I'm okay. I'm at peace with, I need to do what's right.
Larry Ellison is a Boston police detective and member of the new State Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission.